Brotherhood of the Moon by Chris Raitt. Read by John Banks.
I am Torgun Khan of the Brotherhood of the Moon and the Ordu of Jemulon Noyan Khan. This is my sworn testimony.
Tell me where it started.
From Keller?
No, from before. You told me you were on secondment before then.
Very well.
Hide nothing.
Do you think I would try?
Some do. I would not recommend it.
It was during the fractured time. We had more freedom then. This changed at Ulanor, they tell me, and by the time we were all called to Chondax, there were attempts to rein us in. But back then it wasn't like that. I had taken my brotherhood on a mission to the plains worlds of Urge to re-pacify places we had conquered 20 years before. The Legion had moved on too soon. The roots were not set deep. It was not a heavy task. We were out on our own, 500 mounts, and a single attack frigate to house them. But it should never have been necessary. It took 3 months. It was a punitive raid, and they had no stomach for a long fight. We restored the Imperial banner over the system capital and called in the army to resume control. Hakim was with me, though I did not know him well. We had served together by then perhaps 2 years, no more than that. He had been keener than I on the assignment, and I came to appreciate his zeal. We were both Terrans, as were many of my warriors. It was harmonious. With that done, we waited for orders. I had expected to rendezvous with the Ordu again. We had already heard that the muster was underway for something big, but we did not know what it was. Instead, we were retasked, told to remain away from the main deployments. This was the road that would take us to Keller, but not yet. First came the Tarsh Belt, a string of worlds on the edge of the Crusade's southern front. The defenders were humanoid, but barely. I do not know even now if they were some offshoot of our species, Xenos or something else. We killed them, and that was all anyone asked of us. It was a long journey. We had trouble in the warp on the way, running it close with the ship. That was why we'd been chosen. Resupply in the belt was proving difficult, and we were closest. The main force was the other Legion, the Lunar Wolves, as they were then. They had been fighting for nearly 7 months, and had been told to bring it to a swift conclusion. So we became part of that. I delegated liaison to Hakim initially, while I was busy digesting the scant tactical data I got from my commanders. I had no strong feelings about it at the time. I was curious, no more.
On your file, it states that you were initially assigned to the 16th Legion's recruitment program.
Yes.
You say you had no strong feelings. You would be fighting with them.
I was a White Scar. I had been a White Scar for a long time. I was a child when the transfer was made.
There is a supposition.
I know of it. It is false.
We will take this up later. Continue.
Their commander was Verulam Moy of the 19th. He was the senior officer and had clearly been ordered to accept our help. He didn't like it. He had a much larger contingent, mostly infantry, some mechanized support. Our presence was a slight to him, and we were aware of this, so I determined to do what I could to smooth the way between us. We arrived prior to an assault on a city cluster on the 9th world of the belt, one on the edge of a large open landmass. They had been preparing for our assault for a long time, and were well dug in. They had heavy dome shielding, and Moy judged it best to assault by land. He had used this tactic before, infiltrating under the edge of the void shield dome, knocking out the generators to destroy their coverage, then launching orbital barrages to complete the task. The Tashi knew what was coming and had fortified their land approaches. They did not ask for quarter, though they could not match our joint firepower, and I suspect they knew that. We coordinated assault plans on the bridge of Moy's ship. He wanted to lead the main assault, the spear tip, he called it. His warriors were practiced in this and worked well together. He didn't wish to have the battlefield cluttered with rival vanguards, so he gave us the flanks. Our forces split in half, each on either edge. That suited us. We could use our speed unhindered, hitting them hard before drawing away and letting the advancing Lunar Wolves lead the main assault.
You will stick to the plan?
Moy asked me, clearly skeptical of our ability to complement his own forces. I told him that we would. Everything in his body language was adversarial, but there was little he could do. We both had our orders. It was Hakim who improved things.
This is a great honor for us, he told Moy. Your Primarch is venerated among our people, second only to our own Great Khan. They share the same spirit, I think.
Moy looked amused at that. Even then, the Lunar Wolves were set apart. Comparisons with Horus, with his record and reputation, risked looking ludicrous.
So you are what? The Company of the Moon?
Moy asked. Brotherhood, I replied. For some reason, the word seemed foolish to me.
We had been given your tactical designation, 64th Company.
If it makes it easier for you, use that, I said. Moy shrugged.
We are both Lunar Warriors. We can use our old names.
I think that might have been an attempt at lightening the mood. I smiled, but Hakim bowed deeply, and upon rising, his eyes met Moy's. It seemed to me then that there was some prior understanding between them that I had missed. If that made our task easier, though, then I could live with that. I did not think it could be serious. We were dropped into position 1 hour before the scheduled combined assault. I took the right flank, Hakim the left. We were a long way from the Lunar Wolves' positions and planned to skirt wide of their intended advance to draw as much fire from the center as possible. We were wary of the enemy gunnery. It was precise, but we were also confident in our speed, our bike mastery. I wished to show Moy what we could do. I wanted the city to be in flames and confusion. Moy gave the order, and we accelerated, falling into a wide approach pattern. From 2 kilometers out, we started picking up incoming fire. It intensified, and we dragged back in, weaving between the energy beams. I was enjoying it. We took some losses, but they were clearly struggling to target us. We reached the walls ahead of schedule, boosting the jet bikes high to clear the outer parapets. The defenders fell back, hit on all sides by our incoming lances, giving us room to deploy heavy charges. They were wall breaches, enough to gouge holes into the perimeter and allow ingress to the advancing infantry. We blew them just as the enemy began to regroup and bring up their heavier weapon pods. Whole sections of barricade crumbled, opening up the city beyond. I voxed Hakim, preparing to fall back as we had planned. Our task was complete, and we were now to stage a mock retreat, pulling defenders out from what remained of their defensive perimeter in time to meet the oncoming Lunar Wolves.
Now we stay, Khan, Hakim said.
What do you mean? I asked. I could hear over the comm that his position was already being shelled. Soon mine would be too.
These are Horus's sons. They will not respect a fallback. We hold, though, and our pact will be sealed.
I don't know why he chose that moment to spring the new plan on me. Perhaps he judged that under fire I would be more likely to make the snap decision he needed. In any case, as soon as he spoke, I saw the attraction of it. I was tired of the endless withdrawing, the strafing and the shams. We were like ghosts, never planting our feet long enough to make a stand. Other legions were proud of their steadfastness under fire. Why could we not be the same? My warriors were looking to me for orders. Already the volume of fire was picking up, and soon it would become ruinous. I checked the augurs, noting Hakim's position, the Lunar Wolves' ingress routes, the timings and the dispositions. Then I made up my mind. "Dismount and hold," I ordered, pulling my bolter from its holster. "We will blood them here." We took more losses. I am not proud of those. We were armed and equipped for fast raiding, not for holding beachheads against heavily armored enemies, and we lacked the ranged support we needed. But I'm proud of this. We were not dislodged. By the time Moy's troops caught up, we were dug in deep, preventing the Tashi squads from linking up amid the ruined walls. The Lunar Wolves marched past us, hitting the flanks of encircling enemy units and shattering them. Then we pushed on, united, burning into the city beyond. Some of us remounted, using the bikes to combine with Moy's infantry. I stayed on my feet, and soon my battle brothers were ranged in both white and copper green. It was a potent mixture. I watched the way they fought. I admired it and sought to emulate it. It is my belief that they did the same. We'd become a merged force, and the blood of the enemy was bright upon our twin blades. I was fighting in the very center of the city when Moy reached me, his armor spattered and his chain blade glistening.
"That was not what we planned," he shouted, though there was no anger in it, just surprise.
"Would you have pulled back?" I asked. He laughed.
"Ha ha! I would not have known how."
After that, we reduced the whole place to ashes. They tell me that the wreckage burned for weeks. We did not return to the ships that night. Our warriors remained out on the surface, celebrating the victory. There was a rapport there. We were legions of rawness, and killing together had shown how similar our natures were. Hakim returned just after sunset, his armor bearing heavy damage. He was grinning.
"This was a good night, Khan," he said.
"Where have you been?" I asked.
"Learning new things," he said. "Will you follow? Moy is waiting."
And I did follow. I had no reason not to. My battle spirits were still coursing. I was as euphoric as the rest of my brotherhood. Few victories have ever tasted better to me than that night, for we had cast down expectations as well as the walls. Moy was waiting outside the entrance to a canvas tent. Guards of his legion were posted all around it, and torches burned within. I could see the shadows of those moving inside and hear the sounds of raised voices.
"This was good hunting," said Moy.
There was a vivid light in his eyes, which I took to be the joy of the clean kill.
"It will not be the last we share."
I was pleased to hear it. "So, what is this, Captain?" I asked.
"A gathering of warriors. It is something we do in the Legion. Will you join us?"
Did I feel any reason not to? I do not remember clearly. I do not think so. It seemed courteous. Hakim was evidently already familiar with what was going on and went ahead of me, ducking under the tent flaps. I could hear the chants from my brothers, victory songs in both Terran Gothic and Chogorian Korchin. I hesitated on the threshold, looking back at Moy. "A custom of your homeworld?" I asked.
"Not of Chthonia, and it has become more than a mere custom now."
His earlier belligerence was gone. I felt that my attempts at diplomacy had been successful, and that this was the start of something new for the Legion, something that would see us become less isolated. I felt as if I had achieved this alongside the military victory, and it made me proud. So I went inside.
"Here is the supposition," You had always wished to be a part of the other Legion.
I told you, no. Others joined. In the beginning, it felt natural.
And afterwards?
Until the end, I believed it to be in the cause of justice.
And Hakim?
We shared the same views, though he was always further down the path than I.
Where is he now?
I have already told you. I do not know. Either he died at Prospero or he is gone.
But you have a belief.
I do not believe he was killed. He will not have recanted. He will attempt to restore things somehow, to turn them back to the vision he was shown.
You were weak in this. You were his Khan.
I have many errors to regret. Hakim is not the greatest of them.
We will come to those. But what of you?
I have told you everything.
Not yet.
What more do you wish to know? If I would enter the tent, given my time again? If I would return to my brotherhood? If I would right the wrong?
The Khagan will rule.
I would enter it again. Of course I would.
Be wary. You may yet damn yourself.
I will not grovel. I am Torghun Khan of the Brotherhood of the Moon and the Ordu of Jemulon Noyan Khan. In all these things, I took the path of honor. I believed in the Great Crusade. I believed in the War Master when all others believed in him. These things will not be erased. Now, pronounce sentence or give me a blade to wield. I can still serve. I can still fight. Then, what will it be? What will it be? Tell me! I will know my fate!
That was Brotherhood of the Moon by Chris Raitt, read by John Banks.